We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, final score we have with the Port Monroe area 37, Morgan County 13. The guy who was taking it all in was Jeff Hood, joins us now. And welcome to Sports Radio 92.9, the game over there with WMOQ tonight. Jeff Hood's calling the game, but he's also an official, Chris.
He called the game and he was an official?
But he couldn't be an official because he's calling the game tonight.
Oh, he didn't do both at the same time.
And Jeff, did you do both tonight?
No, I didn't do both. Ironically, I officiated the junior varsity game last night. But, yeah, I am an official, and I'm right now just doing non-varsity games and then the broadcast booth on Friday nights. And, yeah, I'm over here at the Purple Pit in Monroe. And, no, we are not serving hot chocolate over here, Sam. We got Coke and popcorn, and we're all wearing shorts and tank tops over here. It's beautiful weather.
It's always 72 in the Kia studio, so me and Sam get a little confused on what's going on out there. But that's great.
Really,
that's great.
Really. Talk about your game tonight. Talk about Monroe area. They've played really well the last few seasons.
Yeah, we had a packed stadium here in Walton County in Monroe, and it was a close game until early in the fourth quarter. Then Monroe area pulled away, and they wound up with a big 37-13 win over the Morgan County Bulldogs. What's interesting about Monroe area, they were 1-3 coming into the game, but I would argue they were one of the best 1-3 teams in the state, all non-region games at this point. They lost that crazy game to start the season against Loganville on a play that went viral in four overtimes, with the Loganville player had the pass where he had his back to the line of scrimmage, and he just threw it over his back, and miraculously they caught it to win. They lost that one. Loganville's undefeated. They lost to Gainesville. They had Gainesville. They battled Gainesville, and they're still undefeated. And then they lost. Their third loss was to Prince Avenue, who's number one in Class A Division One. And Prince Avenue had a big win tonight against Elka. So this Monroe team may be one to watch as they'll get into their region play in AAA here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's a tough region. They've got Stevens County's good this year, Oconee County, Monroe area, all in that area. Great, great region play out there. Monroe area has one of the tougher schedules anywhere. So you're exactly right about that. What was the key to the game?
Well, ultimately, Morgan County had two costly turnovers, an interception and then a fumble, and it was a scoop and a score. It was just too much to overcome. And Monroe they kind of controlled the clock there in the fourth quarter, pulled away. And I will add that this is the 400th win in the history of the football program at Monroe. So they were celebrating that milestone tonight over here in Walton County.
Congratulations to them. That's a nice night for them, Sam.
Yeah, it is. It is. Now, we talk about Walton County. We're talking about the Loganville team. Tell us what has made this Loganville team come out to such a great start.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, you know, they're opportunistic. They had to pull, you know, Rabbit out of the hat there to beat their rival Monroe in the opening week in four overtimes. And they're just on a roll right now. They got, you know, a lot of momentum, and they had a big win tonight over Winder Barrow. And so they are rolling as they begin their region play. And And, you know, we cover not only the Walton area, County area teams, but we cover Oconee, Morgan, and then Clark County. And Oconee tonight, North Oconee, who is a power in Quad A, they had a big win 42-0 over Madison County. But then Oconee County in Triple A, they had to go down to Waynesboro. And, Sam, I know you know where that is, below Augusta.
Oh, yeah.
All the way down to Burke County, and they lost a thriller by a touchdown in overtime.
Yeah, it's a great ball played in Oconee County now. And Walton County having these teams playing well. Logan, you know, remember Sam Loganville's the one that threw the ball over the guy's head backwards and all that. Yeah,
right.
We had that highlighted here many times. But Oconee County and North Oconee really have emerged as teams in that area. What's going to be the key for North Oconee or Oconee County getting deep in the playoffs this year?
Yeah, and I think you guys were mentioning, you know, Monroe area and the tough region, and Oconee County is in that region. Mm-hmm. That is Region 8 out of AAA. You got Oconee County, Monroe area, Franklin County, Hart County, Hebron Christian, and then some people say the team to beat may be Stevens County.
Yeah.
That is a rugged region. Oconee County has made it to the state finals a couple of times here in the last 5 or 6 years. And, you know, their coach Travis Nolan went to Jefferson, and they've got the former Jefferson coach via Flowery Branch, Ben Hall, at Oconee County. And they produce some great players. They got one on their roster now that's going to LSU on the defense, a linebacker, Whit Week. So it's going to be interesting to see. There's going to be some great matchups for Oconee County coming up with some powerhouses in 8AAA. And then you move up to Quad A. Todd Holcomb in the Georgia High School Football Daily has North Oconee ranked number 2 in the state, and they're a consensus top 5. And I tell you, Cedar Grove is a power. Benedictine's got 2 losses against 2 really good teams. And that's going to be interesting. I really think North Oconee is going to run the table in the regular season and most likely is going to go deep in the playoffs in Quad A. So keep an eye on North Oconee as we get closer to the postseason here later on in the year.
Spending some time with Jeff Hood, of course, is keeping an eye on things over in Walton County, Oconee County, and also Clark County. Prince Avenue going down to Eagles Landing Christian tonight. Talk a little bit about this Prince Avenue team.
Yeah, we had them on our radio broadcast last week when they squeaked by Monroe area. They've got some players at the skill position. Aaron Filo, the fine quarterback, he's a junior being recruited by everybody. He puts up big numbers. And he's got 2 receivers that are lightning fast, Bailey Stockton and Ethan Christian. So he's got some weapons to work with. And I was a little concerned, you know, Eagles Landing, you know, they've been a perennial power. They may be down a little bit now, but anytime you got to go into their place down in Elka, you're going to have a battle. But a big win tonight for Coach Greg Vandegrift, and you know that name because his son is one of the quarterbacks over at UGA.
Oh, yeah.
Brock Vandegrift. Mm-hmm. But a huge win for the Wolverines. They stay undefeated, Sam and Chris, tonight and play around the state.
Grant?
Yeah, they're going to be one of the best teams, Sam. I'll tell you what Jeff does. He covers a lot of teams going to play a lot of football games when there is some hot chocolate. We jumping the gun on that hot chocolate, but he's covered a lot of teams that are going to play when there's a lot of hot chocolate.
You're going to be going to be going late into the season and into the postseason. Clark Central played in South Forsyth tonight. What have you seen so far from the Clark Central team this year?
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, I think Coach Perno, I've talked to him. He's got some athletes over there just trying to put it all together. And I really think, you know, he'll do it. I'll be honest, when they hired Coach Perno 7 or 8 years ago, I thought it was like an April Fool's Day joke. I mean, I'm like, this guy's the former UGA baseball coach. What in the world is he doing coaching a high school football team? But he's done a really good job over there. And, you know, just still trying to put all the pieces together and get them deep in the playoffs, because we know that Clark Central, you know, historically, they've been a power, you know, if you go back in the day of Billy Henderson. And, you know, just so much rich history with that program. And And I think that was a great hire. You know, Perna's going to get it done. And the last score I'd heard, they had a battle over at Billy Henderson Stadium. I guess they still call it Death Valley, too. Yep. They were knotted up at 34 with South Forsyth. And then tip of the cap to Cedar, to their crosstown rival, Cedar Shoals, the Jaguars. They went into Walnut Grove over here in Walton County tonight and knocked off an undefeated Walnut Grove team. So that's a big win for Coach Leroy Riles, who has been around the state. I mean, he's coached at Clark Central. He was down in Thomasville. Now he's at Cedar Shoals. He's an outstanding coach, and he's just trying to get the pieces together for Cedar Shoals. And the other team that we cover in Clark County is, and they're really in Oconee, but Athens Academy, and they were idle tonight. They've got a young team. They've been good the last few years. But I think you're going to see them step up toward the end of the season and make a run at the playoffs.
Fantastic, 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 Jeff. You got your eye. Which one you have next? Are you going to keep it on next Friday night?
You know, we try to mix it up, Sam. And so we are actually going to go over to Social Circle.
Oh man!
To watch Lamar County come in, and that means we are going to get to see a future University of Georgia running back, C.J. Allen, and I am stoked about that. I've seen a little film on them. They run the ball, and this guy's the real deal. So Social Circle is going to have a battle on their hands next week when C.J. Allen and the Lamar County Trojans out of Barnesville come to town.
Yeah, I can second that, Sam. I saw a picture of this young man.
Yeah.
This is a good-looking young man. This does not look like a high school student running that thing. So, yeah, he's in for a treat.
All right. Well, we thank you for checking in with us tonight after watching a very fine performance there in Monroe area and getting us up to speed on happening throughout that region. Jeff, we thanks so much. We may check back in with you later on this season.
That sounds great, guys. And thanks for all you do for covering high school football. And hopefully here in about 2 or 3 weeks, we'll get us some hot chocolate at a Friday night football game.
Yeah, let us know.
All right.
Yes, we'll do it.
All right.
Have a good evening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.